Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. This is our Small Business Spotlight Day. Why not? And we enjoy doing this. We enjoy finding unique small business opportunities that are out there and then telling you more about them with their owners. And with us in studio is Amy Ketterling. Amy is the proud owner of a place called Modville in Adel. And we're going to learn about what the heck is Modville. And at the same time, we need to say hi to Deb Bankston, who's the chamber exec over in Adel. Wonderful person, good friend, and welcome to the News Hour, Amy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Modville is our new development out in Adel. It is my dream to build the Midwest retro, vintage, mid-century destination for everything fabulous vintage. I jokingly say I want your parents and your grandparents' fabulously ugly stuff. So that's what I'm looking for. Mid-century modern furniture and retro and vintage is hot, hot, hot right now. And I found the perfect property out in Adel, located on the Raccoon Valley Bike Trail, right by the Adel Brickyard, and the wonderful community of Adel has accepted us, and it is growing, and we're proud to be there.
Good stuff. Yeah. I like hearing that positiveness. You know,
absolutely.
Adel is such a great community, and, you know, it's what, 6.5, 7 miles away?
It is. It's 6 miles west of Waukee. We're located right on Green Street, which is Old Highway 6,
sure,
on the west edge of town, so we're easy to find, and Adel is growing. It has tons of houses being built. Businesses are moving in. Young families are moving west, and because it still has a small town
feel. It does. And that's the thing about it, I think. And I was talking to Deb Bankston just the other day, as a matter of fact, and we were talking about how Adel has kind of captured that small town feel, but still close enough to the metro where it takes 25 minutes to get into town. It's an easy drive. Amy Ketterling, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. We're talking about Modville. So let's define mid-century. What does that mean?
We're looking for anything basically from the 50s, 60s, and even some of the 70s. I say if it's weird, different, or odd, it sells.
Yeah.
We specialize in what is called our wish book. What we tell people is, you tell us what your dream piece is. I put you in my wish book. When I find it, I give you a call. You have no obligation to buy it. You just get first dibs. And so it helps us track down those dream pieces, and we go out there. We have pickers all over the Midwest that search high and low, and when I find it, I call you, and that's the coolest part of my job.
All right, so when we talk about mid-century, this is furniture and lamps, and is it a dishware?
We do. We want your Pyrex, your Tupperware,
really?
Your grandma's Melmac. We want your lamps, your end tables, your stereo consoles. And out in Modville right now, we are super excited. We have vintage audio repair. We have a guy out there that has a full-time repair shop in our shop. It's called Skylabs. He does everything from repairing old vintage consoles, making them Bluetooth compatible. He foams your speakers. He custom builds handmade consoles.
So,
it's amazing.
You could take, you know, my mother and father, Shalom, they we had this, it was a hi-fi.
Absolutely.
Back in the day, you know, it was a big old wall unit that sat there. It had a record player in it, an AM, FM, and speakers in the side. Lifted up, you know.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows what we're talking about. And you can refurbish those?
We can. He can go in there and he can repair them all. He can put new needles in them. He can actually take them and make them Bluetooth compatible, so you control them with your phone. He has all the technology, everything from consoles to turntables to receivers to vinyl records to 8-track players and 8-track cassette tapes out there. So we are a full-service mid-century
shop.
That
is really cool news. You know, there was just an article today in the Des Moines Register about how millennials are turning to vinyl.
It is. It's that reconnection. And what I love about it is, no matter when you walk into the shop, it's an instant memory for everybody.
Oh, sure.
Whether it's the glass grapes or the ugly ash trays or dead grandma gold couch, it's something for everybody. And so one of the things people say in there when they walk in is, oh my gosh, my parents, my grandparents, somebody had that.
Right.
And then the older generation says, ugh, I shouldn't have got rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. So who is buying this? I mean, where is your core customer? What are they?
You know, I have – our customers range from everybody from my 20 hipsters who are buying their first place. And we have stuff at affordable prices, so we help them find things to finish their apartments. Clear up to retired people who are going into downsizing and wanting to simplify. Since we buy, sell, and consign, we reach the entire spectrum of customers.
I think this is fabulous. I have to put you in touch with a friend of mine who has a similar business in West Texas, as a matter of fact. So we'll have to do
that. That is awesome. We ship furniture all over the Midwest. And so we have I like to deliver it, especially when I get to go to places like Denver and L.A. So that's always a good time.
It's kind of a good time.
It gets a little special at delivery. So we also have exciting news with Modville is that we on our property, another building right on our property is now going to be this in towards the middle of August, we're bringing in the Brickyard Burgers and Brews, a whole full-time restaurant, bar, and grill. So now you can come to Modville. You can eat. You can drink. You can shop. You can bike there. You can drive there. You can come hang out and lounge with me in Modville.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the closeness to the bike trail. Has that been able to maybe get more people involved in saying, what the heck is this?
Well, you know, Michael, I think that's the reason I loved Adel. Mm. Not only because of the small town, but our shop is literally located 10 feet
from
the bike trail.
I know exactly where it is. I know exactly where it is.
It is just a hop and a skip. We always give a two-wheel discount when you come to the shop if you come in on Harley or on bicycle. What I love about it is that the snowmobile, it's also a snowmobile track. So winter, spring, summer, fall, we can service all recreational people coming to our facility. So the bike trail is key. It is key. And now if I can get them to eat and drink and shop. And hey, we give free Pixie Sticks and Pop Rocks to customers when they come in. And we have Galaga video game. If you beat my high score, I'm going to give you a discount when you come in. So,
how did you get started in all this?
You know, I used to be an IT project manager for a big insurance company here in this city. And it was the most boring time suck of a job I've ever had. And
did
I thought,
you have a cubicle?
I did have a cubicle. Okay. And I thought, what can I do to be more creative? Because this is not my personality. And I have a passion for this furniture. And I figured if I can figure out doing something I love, then let's go for it. It started out with Keith and I. He's a custom automotive and motorcycle painter. And we started painting those 50s lawn chairs. And by one summer, we did 75 of them. And Keith said, no more cars. You go to furniture because I'm done painting these chairs. So what happens is we love it. I love it. And what I found is that, you know what? I have such a passion for it. And there's so many people out there. And it's so cool to find people, their dream pieces. So,
is there rhyme or reason when somebody's doing a home in mid-century modern? Is there rhyme or reason to that? I mean, does everybody want it to look like the Brady House? Or
I think everybody's different. Like, you know, I think mid-century modern design is so classic. It goes really contemporary with the loft living downtown.
Sure.
A lot of the 50s, 60s houses in the area are turning over now. A lot of young couples are moving in with their first home and looking to affordably, you know, and refurbished and reused furniture is hip. It's the thing to do. Why buy new and slightly used will do? I know it's cliche, it'll do. But here's the deal with that. We have done complete people's basements as 50s, 70s, you know, Brady Bunch. I did a basement and the guy wanted it fabulously ugly. Every time I found an ugly couch, he'd say, not ugly enough. And we have so much fun with people like that. And it's the thrill of the hunt.
This sounds just like I got to go. We got
to
go.
You do have to come out.
When is the Brickyard open?
The Brickyard will be opening hopefully the middle of August. They're shooting for August 6th for a launch party. So follow our Facebook page, which is Modville Porch Junkies. You can also come out to the shop. We're open every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or by appointment anytime. You just have to reach out, and I'm happy to meet you because either I'm out delivering or picking or meeting people.
Where do you find your stuff?
You know, we find it all over the place. We have people contact us. We go to estate sales, tag sales, but what's great about it is that I have pickers out there looking for me as well. Right. And what we do is we share the love with them when they find it. You know, it's about finding the piece.
You know, I think lots of folks do follow Iowa Public Television, the pickers.
Yeah.
You know, and watch that kind of a thing. And that's exactly how people find this stuff, I would imagine.
It is. And I think, you know, what I jokingly say, we're kind of a cross between Frank and Mike. But we're a little cooler. And I think we're a little cross between Chip and Joanna on the Fixer Upper, but we're just a little bit more tattooed and Harley. So I just think we're nice across mix with the vintage and retro.
How fun.
Yeah.
I am so glad that you made the trip over here.
Thank you for inviting me.
I appreciate this. This is a lot of fun. At our small business spotlight, we're talking with Amy Ketterling. She is Modville in Adel. How long have you been in business?
Just, you know, we've been on that property just over a year. And
get out of here.
No. And so we have it's 6,000 square foot. Let me tell you, Michael, it's jammed packed. Yeah. It is full to the ceiling. So we encourage you to come out. Come check us out and lounge with us. Get some free Pixie Sticks. Come play Galaga. You can come out and hang out. We always encourage you to sit. And then don't forget the Adel Sweet Corn Festival is August 13th.
It's coming up, yeah.
So, you know, lots happening. So come out and check it out.
How have you been marketing this?
This is going to sound crazy, but it's strictly Facebook. I have over 12,000 people in 1 year that follow me on Facebook. I traded furniture for web work with some young hipster guys that are going to make me look cool on a website coming soon. Sure. So, you know,
Will you be selling on that too?
You know what? We will, but we try to flip it as fast as possible. Mm. So 80% of the stuff gets sold before you even see it because it's out of the wish book. So I go to those people first. They get 48 hours to respond. Once they pass, it goes to the 12,000 people on Facebook and it's up for grabs. Yeah. So.
And I think, you know, one of the things about your business that works really, really well with Facebook or other social media sites mm-hmm. is folks like to see images. And Absolutely. So if you're image friendly, video friendly, and all those other things, you know, people really dive into that. And then they become oftentimes your salespeople because they know somebody that may be looking for a specific thing. Say, hey, share that with X, Y, and Z.
Absolutely. We're starting Instagram and I'm going to even do Snapchat, even though I think I'm too old to do it. But I'm going to do it when I go picking. So you can see the first dibs when I find new finds. So.
Thanks so much for coming in. Her name is Amy Ketterling. Excellent.
Thank you.
Much.
Thanks, guys.
We got to roll on out of here and check out what's going on with regard to our friends on Wall Street. Was it a good day? Well, I can tell you this. When the Fed minutes were released earlier today, the market went up. Funny thing about that, right? We'll take a look at the numbers when we come back. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.
Been times in my life I've been wondering why. Still somehow I believe we'd always survive.